Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Hello, good morning. This morning we kick things off with a call from the Agriculture Minister for young people to get involved in the sector. We'll also hear from one young woman who has answered the call. I'm Camille Guthrie.
So no more talk, time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them energy saving champion.
And if all we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Youth tends to be accompanied by vim, vigor, and vision. Vision to create new ideas and methods that assist in revolutionizing and sustaining age-old traditions, systems, and sectors. Agriculture is one of these sectors requiring new research, marketing strategies, and technological development, things youth are equipped to deliver. It is with this in mind that Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark is issuing another call for young Jamaicans to get involved in the sector.
Farming is everybody's business. As a result, the ministry has been encouraging our young people to become involved.
When young people hear about getting involved in agriculture, the first image that pops up is usually that of an old man using a machete and fork to toil away in the heat of the noonday sun.
It is more than that. Yes, you plant, but there is also the aspect of value added, which is where most of the capital can and will be generated. So we need to look at developing different byproducts of farming produce.
That was 23-year-old farmer Shellyann Irving, who'll share her story with us this morning.
I planted sweet peppers, I believe, when I was about 8. Didn't know anything about farming, obviously. And the ants, they ate out the whole seedlings and everything. And mommy had to tell me, well, you know, you need to allow the seeds to dry and then you plant them. I was like, oh. And so I did that and it worked. So I had sweet peppers. So that was my first experience with farming until I was about to leave university.
Ms. Irving, who describes herself as a child of the soil, reconnected with her roots at the end of her 4-year degree program.
My best friend and I, we were at home one day and we were talking about how we're about to graduate from university and there's no guarantee that we're going to graduate and get a job, so we have to create something for ourselves. We brainstormed and we said, well, what about farming? Let's get into farming because it is what will grow our economy.
The decision to become farmers was final. However, they needed to decide what to plant.
We thought about different crops. We're saying, well, in the event that we do get a job, we have to farm something that doesn't require as much time and our energy and effort. So we say, well, sweet potato is one of those crops that it does not require that much attention. So once you put it in and it has enough water and the right amount of sunlight, then it will grow and it takes a short period of time, 3 to 4 months to mature. And so we said, well, we will farm sweet potatoes.
23-year-old farmer Shellyann Irving. A proverb for this morning is, monkey must know when mago put him tail before him other trousers. This means that you are to put plans in place before making important decisions. I'm Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.